And good Thursday morning. Welcome back to In Focus. During the break, I already made a comic book deal with Mitch Fortner. He's going to bring in some comic books tomorrow during the break. And also remind you of my guest right now, my poor manners. Sorry. K-State Associate Professor of Finance, Ansley Chua, is with us. And we've been talking cryptocurrencies. And I looked up. I do have a membership with a online comic book price guide. And I did look up Amazing Fantasy number 15, the first appearance of Spider-Man. Currently a high grade is going for about $140,000. So you said how many Bitcoins do I need?
14, 15 Bitcoins.
Yep. Okay. I will try and work on that. We've been talking cryptocurrencies. If you have any questions, comments, got about 8 minutes left in the program. Give us a call, 75-537-1350. And Ansley, we talked a little bit about the origin of Bitcoin, kind of where it's at now, the highs, the lows, and I guess let's talk about the future. Where do you see the future of Bitcoin going forward?
So I think the future is actually in the technology itself. So I kind of talked about the distributed ledger and ensuring that these transactions are secure and that nobody can hack the transactions themselves. So the future of these crypto tokens are going to be in that. So when companies need to make sure that their assets, their monies are going someplace securely, these ledgers, distributed ledgers, are a great way of doing that. That will generate money. The way they handle the transaction is going to be done by some crypto tokens, and that's okay, right? But that's how they're going to handle the movement of their assets. But the actual trading of these bitcoins, of these the crypto tokens, I'm not sure if it's actually going to be worth much, to be honest, because outside of some, I'm cool, I have some Bitcoins, I don't think you're going to be able to do much with it, right? A lot of the value right now in the Bitcoin is in the opaqueness. So you don't know who you're transacting with. You don't have to know who you're buying and selling stuff with. So a lot of that transaction is going underground, like underground transactions. So these currencies, once the government cracks down and being saying, you know, we need to know who's buying and selling these kinds of things, the value of these things will ultimately go down.
And I'm glad you bring that up, because that's one thing I have been curious about when it comes to Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies is, where has the government's role been in this? So far, have they been relatively unregulated?
So yeah, it's a Wild West right now. The cryptocurrency, especially in the end of last year, was pretty much Wild West. There were no regulations. The U.S. government's kind of looking at it, but not doing much with it. A lot of the bigger regulations are coming from the Asian countries, South Korea and Japan. And so basically in China. China basically says no. They say no trading of cryptocurrencies. And that actually dropped the value of the cryptocurrencies worldwide. But South Korea and Japan are kind of limiting the amount of transactions that they can do. And that's part of the reason why the price of the cryptocurrencies are going down. The biggest market actually is in South Korea for the Bitcoins and these crypto tokens. So that they're looking at, making sure that whoever's buying and selling these tokens are the ones that they say they are, right? So the cash going in from the account to buy the tokens are those legitimate people that are doing it. And those limits are kind of pushing the prices down. That's what's happened in the past several days.
Right now, I think you said it's around $9,300.
$9,300.
At a high of nearly 17,000 in December.
Yeah.
And has it gone up at all, or has it just been down this whole time?
So in January, it's been down a lot. So it's been down almost, not quite 50%, 40% in January, just in January. The past couple days, yesterday was actually good, in quote air quotes, good, because it was kind of flat. The day before, it was down like 10%. The day before that, it was down like 20%. So it's been down a lot in the past several days. And I think it's down like 6% today.
And that's kind of the key, I guess, for the future of it, right? Is like, if there is any sort of stability in it, then it might have actually a higher chance of gaining any sort of legitimacy if it stays at a certain point.
If it does. So if it does stay at a constant price, then it would make sense.
And we do have a phone call. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead.
Okay, so my son and I have taken our computer experience since 1985 and put it into these recent Bitcoins. and bought the original equipment, computer equipment, stacked them up to run the Bitcoin mining, mm-hmm. paid the electric bill for the big upgraded, followed the eight-year-olds with their video cards, uh-huh. and built the racks and lined it all up and ran this for all these years yep. now. And we have two Bitcoins.
Yep.
What in the world have we done?
So basically, what you've done is basically provided the distributed ledger, right? So making sure that these transactions are going securely. So when I said distributed ledger, your computer is basically making sure that when other Bitcoins are being transferred back and forth, that they're being transferred securely. Right, so that's what you did. And for payment for you to do that, they paid you in Bitcoins.
Okay.
So that's what they did.
I think we've wasted our time.
You have 20 grand.
Money.
You have 20 grand. I don't know how much electricity you've paid.
Well, one morning we had 32 grand, but, you know, yeah. all the time and money and electric bills and, you know, wasted effort, evidently.
We
should have done something else with our computer skills.
Well, I mean, you still got yes. two Bitcoin.
Well, you still have two Bitcoins. So
still cash out, right?
You can still cash out. You can still sell it okay. now.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for that call. I'm not sure do we have one more? We don't. All right. Well, I feel so sorry for that caller. Although it's still though 20, I mean,
it's still
like you
20
said,
grand.
Still 20 grand.
Still
yeah.
20 grand. So
I'll take 20
something.
Grand.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah. So that's their payment. So the distributed ledgers, that's the idea, is that they pay the distributed people that handle the computers some Bitcoins as an incentive to do this work. But again, the payments are unclear, right? You don't know how much money you're getting because you're getting paid in Bitcoins.
And I guess that's kind of the thing right now for folks like our caller who are kind of playing the game, if you mm-hmm. will, is that you just don't know. I mean, yep. it's like, how long do you want to hold out?
Yeah.
Kind of is the situation.
And knowing full well that your electric bill has to be paid in dollars. So at some point, these Bitcoins need to be converted back to dollars so that you can pay your electric bill.
So if this caller was going to go ahead and cash out, how does one do that?
So they have the brokers. So basically, they have the exchanges where they can actually exchange their Bitcoins into dollars.
All right. Brady Bowman with you with the K-State Associate Professor of Finance, Ansley Chouad. Thanks so much for coming on. I had a
Thank
lot
you.
Of fun. I learned a lot on Bitcoin. And
I learned a lot about comic books.
Right? Maybe we could do some sort of things, meld together some sort of comic book Bitcoin speculation show.
Okay.
We can work on that. You do have my email. Thanks so much for coming on this morning. Also, thanks earlier, MBAT Director of Partnership Development, Marty Vanier, was on. If you missed any of this show, you can go online a little later today. Click on the On Demand tab on newsradiokman.com. Click on In Focus and get all caught up. Happy Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow.